Peter Hoff is a Dutch tulip grower who's used his horticultural background to address the global need to reduce atmospheric carbon. To do that, he's created a simple device he calls the Water Box. It's round, about 2 feet in diameter and half that height, and can hold roughly 5 gallons of water, which it dispenses slowly to a seed or sapling planted in a hole at the box's center. In a Pop Tech video, he explains how it works.
In this box, we plant 2 seeds or 2 small trees, and then those 2 seeds will receive water from the box. The condensation and the rain is captured by this box, and then you create kind of a water battery. On the bottom of the box is a dripper, and the dripper gives the water that you've captured every day to the plants that are planted in the center. So 1 rain shower of 4 inches is enough to give this plant or the seed a whole year water. And after that year, the plant is established.
The design not only keeps the plants alive, mostly, it also encourages the growth of a deep taproot that boosts long-term survival. Hoff's vision for the Water Box is the eventual greening of deserts and reforestation of other harsh environments, so he's reached out to partners all over the world to test his system.
He was looking for people to try out the Water Box in various difficult places where it's hard to grow plants and especially trees because there's not irrigation.
Caitlin Cornwall, a researcher at the Sonoma Ecology Center, became one of Hoff's first partners in America about 3 years ago. Their test involved placing 100 of the boxes on a scarred and barren hillside above the cemetery in Sonoma to begin restoring the native forest lands there. Although the installation was challenging, as the boxes need to be set on a flat surface, Cornwall says the experiment was successful.
If you look at it now, what you see is a steep, pretty barren slope with scattered bushes on it. And before the project, it was a steep, mostly barren slope with no bushes on it. Eventually, it will turn into the dense, multi-species forest that's on either side. But right now, it's still very much a site in transition. What we've done with the water boxes is leapfrog forward maybe 10 or 15 years.
The water box has also been tested, on a more limited basis, at Robert Mondavi Vineyards in the Napa Valley. And most recently, Sonoma County Regional Parks has installed 150 of them at key areas in their newly opened park site on the north face of Sonoma Mountain. Karen Davis-Brown was the park planner on that project.
Getting water to restoration plants is always a struggle, so we've used volunteers to water, we've used park crews, automatic drip irrigation systems with a source of water. Dry water is another option. Someone pointed these boxes out to me a couple years ago, and we tried them in one other park, and that project has been quite successful. So this is kind of a pilot project to see if this is going to work long-term for us.
And there is almost limitless potential for further deployment just within North America, suggests Caitlin Cornwall.
The United States has lost vast, vast proportions of its original forest, and as we're all learning now, trees and forests are the lungs of the planet, and the cheapest and most effective way to pull carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere is trees.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.